They've been asking on text message, is Middo on? Is Middo on? When's Middo on? Well, here he is. Hello, David Middleton.
Well, they don't want to know my tip from last night, do they?
Hey, this is a good stat for you too.
Yeah, rabbit ass, wasn't it?
Is there a week when Isaac Luke is not on report?
Wow, and you know, and he's just come back from suspension and it looks like he'll be gone for at least another two.
He just lined him up with a deliberate shoulder charge from about 3 metres away, and as I mentioned, what was he thinking? Not much.
Lost his head.
Lost his head.
It's going to be costly.
I'll win a pumpkin.
All right. So you went the Rabbitohs. They went down. In fact, they've got to do a lot to get back. John Sutton looks to have broken a leg. Hopefully the scan is better than that. So we roll, mate, into tonight, Brookvale Oval, Manly taking on the Roosters. Manly 205, $1.80 to the Roosters.
Yeah, look, I watched Manly play last Sunday against Parramatta, and that was the opportunity for them to make their move, and they couldn't do it then. I don't know how they're going to do it against the Sydney Roosters side that is really going to be pumped up. I know they're missing, you know, three of their star players, but I think the Roosters are going to be really ready for anything Manly can throw at them. And I think at the back of the Seagulls' minds, they're going to realise, well, you know, we missed our opportunity last weekend. I don't know how they're going to fire up mentally. You know, I think the Roosters can go to Brookvale and win. They don't have a great record there. They've only won one of their last eight, but I think the Roosters can win.
But that's the challenge for them. That's the challenge from Trent Robinson. $1.80 now, the Roosters, $2.05, and that they've been well supported. So, you know, people think they can rise to that challenge. Mate, the Eels, you mentioned that Brookvale game. They were the big upset last weekend, toppling Manly, $2.50 up against the Sharkies, $1.55. This game's at Pirtek.
Yeah, and Parramatta's form has been good over the last month, and they've captured a few good scalps. They're out of the running, but they're not too far off the pace, Parramatta. And look, they're a big chance against the Sharks, but Cronulla are an 80-minute team, and not only are they, you know, they're a tough and aggressive side, but they've also got plenty of class now as well. Yeah. Valentine Holmes.
How good is he?
His form has been just outstanding, and Michael Gordon at the back. Look, they're developing into a pretty, you know, pretty good all-round team, the Sharks. And as much as their stodgy style, you know, put a lot of people off earlier in the season, I think they're developing a lot of other strengths as well.
So Sharkies?
Yes, Cronulla.
There you go. I'm just noting those. Three wrong last week, but they were big upsets, weren't they?
There were some big upsets.
Oh, just drive it into him.
Well, I'm just telling the truth.
Well, actually, 5 out of 8 wasn't too bad.
No, I agree with you. So there. The Knights, $3.40, outsiders to the Bulldogs, $1.33.
Yeah, look, I think the Knights are a huge chance of an upset, and I think that price is very long for Newcastle. When you consider all the factors in their favour, Kurt Gidley celebrating 250 games. It's his last game at home.
Mm. Old Boys?
Old Boys Day. They've won 12 of their last 15 games on Old Boys Day. Mm. But a Canterbury side priming themselves for finals. I think Des Hasler will be across all of that and will have his team ready to sort of take that crowd and the emotion out of the equation and get on top early and win that game. But, you know,
it could be an upset.
It could be an upset, and Knights at the start might be a really good tip.
I know they're missing a couple of blokes, but the Cowboys at $2.15 outsiders against the Melbourne Storm, defeated Monday night at $1.73 at Amy Park. Short turnaround.
Yeah, it is a short turnaround, but they're playing back-to-back games at Amy Park, which will probably negate that effect a little bit. Whereas the Cowboys have had to play in Auckland and now in Melbourne, which is a bit of a stretch for them as well. They don't have a good record travelling to Melbourne at all. They've won only one of their last eight down there. I think Melbourne, more desperation might get them home. You know, Craig Bellamy's big spray last week. We'll see what effect that has. It didn't work for Michael Maguire. We'll see if it works for Craig Bellamy.
Yep. The Tigers will take on the Warriors. $1.45, the Tigers. Their favourites. $2.85, the Warriors.
Despite everything that's happened this week, everything. Isn't it? You know, well, sometimes all that kind of upheaval, it sharpens the senses and gets them angry and all the rest of it. And how can you possibly tip the Warriors in the form they're in? TK, I can't imagine you'll be going anywhere near the Warriors.
You can't. You're filthy on your money if you bet in a game with the Warriors. And that means betting against them as well, if you know what I mean.
They've fallen off a cliff, the Warriors.
But you know what indicates, their willy-nilly play, and I guess it works on some occasions. I think, the two best offloaders in the game, or the two most prolific offloaders in the game, are both Warriors players. You know, their ball security is not fantastic, is it?
Look, they started really well last week, and a couple of young kids,
then they gave up 50.
Well, they got to 16-0, and then they were. What happened when James Tarmo got injured? They just lost the plot, and that shouldn't happen. shouldn't happen to a quality team. They shouldn't get off put when the momentum stops or whatever. So I think West Tigers, despite all their issues, and there are plenty, can win.
There are plenty. $1.42, the Dragons, away from home against the Titans up there at Seabus. And that Kane Elgee's worth watching.
Yeah, he's a pretty talented player. And they'll have Tyrone Roberts, who's in pretty good form as well at the moment. So, look, Gold Coast are a chance, but the Dragons should win with the top eight in view. Not convincing, though, at the moment, St. George Illawarra, but they should win.
And the final one will be the Raiders. They're $1.50 favourites over the Panthers, $2.65.
Yeah, it wasn't good signs for Canberra last week against the Titans. The disappointment of that loss against Manly and Ricky Stewart, you know, saying that their season was taken from them. That's given them a bit of an excuse, a bit of an out. I'm going to go the Panthers in an upset on Monday night.
All right, Middo. Good man.
Thank you, boys. Have a good weekend.
Good to see you, mate.